Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to a pre-recorded interview from the archives of Prophecy Keepers Radio. You have been led by the Spirit to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a cooperative service of the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asaga of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine people of the Americas, the Holy Ones of Africa, shamans of the East, North, West, and South, or the present-day Anahuacis of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers of our modern times and their confidants from the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Holy Land, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. We have not been conquered, and we defy the established order. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots of Peace Council.
It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow?
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library, which includes lifetime online access to a printable 1,000-page intelligence briefing and a worldwide indigenous prophecy encyclopedia. Now, folks, there's nothing else like this collection on the planet. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files and 222 folders. It includes the Prophecy Keepers Preppers Self-Reliance files and all of our previous over 100 Prophecy Keepers interviews. So head on over to prophecykeepers.com right now and have a free sneak peek today of two-thirds of the Prophecy Keepers trilogy and a peek of the dashboard of the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault. Osio Ginalii Tahiju Toigu, which means, hello cousins, I'm fine, how are you? This is your old buddy Blue Otter coming to you from the Cumberland Plateau in east central Tennessee, the ancient home of the Aniuntikwalaski, the people of the lightning and thunder, or the military protectors of the old Cherokee Nation.
Well, hello everybody. This is your old buddy Blue Otter coming to you from Booger County, which has been relocated, actually refound in the Rocky Mountains. I live in the strangest place in the Rocky Mountains, and I wanted to tell Grandfather Red Duck a little bit about that. But anyway, before we introduce our guest for this evening, we always want to cover a little bit about the mission of Prophecy Keepers Foundation. We've established a new website at survivalismskills.com, survivalismskills.com, and there we talk about the Hopi 10 checklist, and we're hoping that that Medicine Sky Woman is listening tonight. I called her and spoke with her earlier this evening and asked her to call in, and I'll give out the call-in number in just a minute. But one of the just for a review, the Hopi asked us to consider. Well, actually, a few years ago, A Chumash elder by the name of Chokash Alho'o, a grandmother who had spent a lot of time with the Hopi back in the 70s, was called back, and she was given a checklist of 10 things that the Hopi elders wanted people to think about. The first one is, where do you live? The second is, what do you do? After that, how are your relationships? And I like to get as much female input as possible into Prophecy Keepers Radio. It's hard sometimes because, you know, the men are the ones that are out there talking, and usually, and the women are the ones that are doing things. But anyway, I hope we can encourage her to call in a minute. Grandfather Red Elk, how are you this evening?
I am totally wiped out. I've not been able to get any sleep. I got up at 20 after 1 this morning, and I'm shot.
Oh, wow.
And that I'm all right, bro.
Well, we'll just kind of coast into the next hour, and if I ask you a question you don't answer, then I'll know why.
But I'm going to sleep.
And I'll just kind of wing it. After the first break here, about 12 minutes, so the call-in numbers are toll-free, USA only, 877-876-5227. And USA and Canada, 888-815-9756. Once again, USA only, 877-876-5227. US and Canada, 888-815-9756. And we'd encourage you to call in after the first break. So what do you think about, well, you know, when I was a kid in elementary school, we used to get a little paper every week called the Weekly Reader, and I used to just love it. So what do you think about the weekly news, Red Elk?
The weekly news?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with...
You mean the minute-by-minute news?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I think it's a kick. I really enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, which country's going to go bankrupt next?
Watch out for England.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, folks, you know...
We are not in the mess that they are.
Yeah.
They haven't gone under yet.
Yeah. Well, they're. I really kind of wonder where this is going to go.
Well, my brother, it's going to go to only one person can get us the world out of the whole mess.
Yeah.
And that's the Antichrist.
Yeah.
That's where it's heading. And, again, you know, big deal. We deserve what we got. And a friend of mine went down here 3 days ago to get some money to buy some stuff in town. And they wouldn't give her any money at the bank. And it turned out that they had to know how much. They had to notify the government, get an okay, and in 3 days they could have their money. And I've warned people for quite a while off and on, various people, that you'd be wise keeping your bank account open but your money in your pocket otherwise, you know, big amount. I tried to tell the wife that, but she's a woman.
Well, you know, they're usually right. Sometimes they're wrong. But even when
I'd have to think on that.
yeah, they're, you know, even when they're wrong, they're right.
Yeah.
And they do so much. And
I love my lady. And she's righter more than she is wrong. But
oh, yeah.
She's wrong. She's wrong.
Yeah. What do you think about the convergence of all these prophecies, native prophecy and Hebrew prophecy and Nostradamus, and what do you think about all this?
Well, prophecies are prophecies, and if they're all true prophecies, they're going to come true, and generally in the same time period.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it is. People have said, Red Oak, your great vision prophecy and stuff, I'm sorry, but it's not true. Because the prophets and prophecies have always got to be 100% true. And hey, these are Christian people, and I said, better throw out your Bible. And what? I said, there's a lot Christ said that's going to happen that still hasn't happened, so I guess he's not a prophet either. Yeah.
Well, now's probably a good time to pitch your, let's see, what's the... Was it greatvision.org? Is that the website where people can go and...
No. Just type in Red Elk www.prophecykeepersradio.org.
Yeah.
And right. you get, there's a number of readouts, but you'll find mine right there.
Well, I really want to recommend everybody get this because my daughter-in-law and her husband were a little bit skeptical when we put it in. We said, hey, you got to watch this, you know, and so we sent it over to their house, and then we heard back, wow, even the kids loved it. So, folks,
this is because I'm so good-looking.
Exactly. Well, you're such a good teacher. It's 2 hours, 40 minutes. And $24.95 plus $5 shipping and handling, and I certainly enjoyed it. But
I would also consider going into Stuart. I believe it's C, like in cat. Stuart C. Best, and he's got one too there that might interest people.
Yeah, he produced. Another one for you. Yeah, that's where that is. That's at trueinsight.com, T-R-U-I-N-S-I-G-H-T, trueinsight.com. Then you can search for Redux from there. They've got they have all kinds of media products. But anyway, there was one other thing I want to tell you before that. Did you hear about the Ninth Circuit Court reversed itself to allow recycled wastewater to be sprayed over the San Francisco Peaks ski resort? Now, it's not tribal land, but it's joint use, but Hopi and Navajo really don't like the idea of caca water, either recycled or not. What do you think about the way the courts treat Native Americans and their religious rights?
For the American Indian, what religious rights? You know, it's a lot of the rights have slowly returned, like in the Sundance and stuff. After tremendous, cut down by the whites and claiming it's against the law to do that because you're savages and all that jazz. And I don't know. Look, it's all coming to a head. Nobody in one mass group wants to say, Dad, forgive us and let's get this back on the road the right way. And it's all our own fault.
Yeah.
So what's going to be is going to be. And every time a Christian says, amen, hey, Lord, come quickly, amen. Well, he's coming quickly, and all of a sudden, amen means so be it. And now a lot of people are shaking in their boots that are so-called Christians. And I didn't mean right now, maybe in my great-great-grandchildren's time, but not now.
Yeah. Yeah, really interesting. But, I think the what's in the news is really, really interesting, especially considering the timing. I'm not sure if I talked with you about this, but the timed from the destruction of the first Hebrew temple, the 2,730 years that the lost tribes of Israel were under judgment ended, I guess it would have been Thursday night after Yom Kippur. So there's another prophecy, a verifiable ancient prophecy. And then look in the news at what is happening, and it's really interesting to watch Creator work.
It's just all coming to a head. You know, Dad says that if you don't do this, this, and this, you're going to get this, this, and that, you know, and we're getting it. And, you know, the crap has hit the fan, I wrote a bunch of people. But hang on, because the crap hasn't spit back, and it's going to be a heck of a mess.
Yeah.
This is nothing. Now's the time that you, the believers, and it doesn't necessarily mean Christians, but believers in a living God and a loving God. Now is the time they're going to find out, they are being tested to find out how great their faith really is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Well, folks, in a couple minutes we're going to be taking a break, and I want to encourage you to call in. What else has been going on in your life lately?
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Folks, the scriptures say, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." We live in a world that's becoming more and more dangerous as time goes by. Millions of people are aware of this fact now and are actively preparing. Back in 2004, the folks here at Prophecy Keepers Foundation foresaw this situation and began preparing information for you. Friends, I seriously suggest that you head over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look at the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library. The Prophecy Keepers Trilogy is a 1,000-page intelligence briefing. The trilogy is a sum total of many years of collecting, collating, analyzing, and comparing prophecies from all over the planet. Before he passed away in 1985, Mad Bear Anderson predicted that someone would do exactly what we have done. Mad Bear passed into spirit in 1985 before he could realize his dream of collecting and comparing prophecies from all over the world. He said in his biography, "Someday someone will collect all the native people's prophecies, myths, and legends and would publish them in one place so they could be compared with those of all native peoples worldwide, and then we really will have something." And friends, you'll be absolutely shocked to find out that we discovered exactly what that something was that Mad Bear wanted everyone to know. As it turns out, that certain special something that Mad Bear was searching for in the prophecies has everything to do with your physical safety and how to protect it. Now folks, there's absolutely nothing available on the planet like this collection. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files in 222 folders. You'll also receive direct access to links that will allow you to download all 145 past Prophecy Keeper's interviews. Now folks, I won't kid you, Prophecy Keeper's does need money to continue to operate. We had a very close call at the end of last month. We almost didn't raise the funds that we needed to stay here on Blog Talk Radio. So please head on over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look, Nation. Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
Hi, friends. This is Will Blue Otter. I have a message here from 1975 from John Wayne. It comes right out of today's headlines. So you Indian folks who are following the progressive trend in politics, you're following the people that supported slavery, you're following the people that have enslaved you ever since the Civil War. Listen to John Wayne.
You know, it's a funny thing, the Indians now, this AIM group have started something that now they're against me for some reason, but I am the only man in pictures that always gave them their human dignity. I never was in a picture. I never allowed myself at any time to do anything that would take their human dignity away from them. And that, to me, is the most important thing in a man. I have found that a certain type that calls himself a liberal, and I always thought I was a liberal. I came up terribly surprised one time when I found that I was a right-wing conservative extremist. When I have listened to everybody's point of view that I ever met and then decide how I should feel. I mean, but this so-called new liberal group, Jesus, they never listen to your point of view, and they make a decision as to what you think, and they're articulate enough and in control of enough of the press to force that image out for the average person. For some reason, maybe it's these pictures, they have not been able to do that with me. In spite of what they say, people have not taken sides that I'm a, you know, It hasn't affected my career in popularity, let's say. In spite of the fact that they've tried to make it do it.
There isn't a hell of a lot that we can do to change human behavior. We keep making laws to try and change human behavior. You can't do it. I think you can accept it and feel how you would feel in that position.
You're being conned into Keynesianism and socialism now. But it isn't going to stop the selfishness of human behavior. It isn't going to stop the greed. If you take $20 and give a dollar to every son of a bitch in a room, and come back a year later, one of the bastards will have most of the money. I mean, it's just human nature, and you're not gonna whip it with a lot of laws. I think when you make people conscious, as communication gets better, and you make people conscious of somebody in trouble, starving or something like that, the average person will help. But of course now they've got so damn many charities and there's so much professionalism, you know, there's if you have a charity, you hire some professionals to work up the charity, and by the time you get the money, you get $4 for the recipient and $400 for the administrators. So I mean, Christ, I think there are people who try to affect a thinking where they know more than some other son of a bitch and try to put a false impression on what human nature is. Christ's sakes, we have proven that we go back to hope at the first opportunity. Just throw out a little fish and bam, they're out there ready to grab it. So we are optimistic. We have to be optimistic. Christ, what else would there be in life if you lose optimism?
Hi, this is Will Blueotter speaking on behalf of Native Remedies. As the systems of the body are interrelated, proper functioning and health occurs when they are in balance and harmony, so it's important to consider taking a holistic approach to caring for your body. Provided that they are manufactured in the correct way, natural medicines can work quickly and safely to create holistic balance in the body to support systemic health, relieve ailments, and help prevent future disease. Most natural remedies do not produce negative side effects, and unlike conventional medicine, natural remedies do not just mask symptoms, but they get to the root of the problem to support health and affect healing at the same time. Most homeopathics are even safely taken by people of all ages and during pregnancy. Homeopathic medicine is actually suppressed here in the United States. Outside of this country, a large majority of medicines that are prescribed are homeopathics. Did you know that the cure for malaria was developed by the man that invented the homeopathic system? That's right. So friends, please take my advice. Visit the front page of prophecykeepers.com and click on the Native Remedies banner and find out what all the excitement's all about.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, I got distracted. What were you saying, Grant, Ralph?
Are we on the air still?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, oh, we're on the air. Two more minutes.
We are?
Yeah, we're on the air.
Hi. Not a lot going on. I wish I could sit down with literally thousands of people, not a one-on-one or a tiny little group here or there, but thousands, you know, and really, really reveal things that the Inner Hiokka have carried for a long, long time, and it's time for that. And I wish a lot of the secret carriers of secret knowledge of various and all other nations, tribes to most people, they understand that, would open up and start getting together to and you know, you talked about that spraying of that place, and you said it's not on Navajo land. I tell you the truth.
It's not tribally administered, but it's,
well,
you know,
yeah,
it's,
but I'm saying this. There is nothing but NA land.
That's right.
We got a bunch of squatters here, and, you know, they claim, well, we want it fair and legal. And,
the San Francisco Peaks I mean, that's the, you know, sacred mountain of the Southwest. We're going to go to a break right now, a two-minute break, and when we come back, we'll be taking calls if somebody would like to call in. Don, we're ready to go if you want to take us to our first break.
Hi, this is Will Blueauer speaking on behalf of Native Remedies. As the systems of the body are interrelated, proper functioning and health occurs when they are in balance and harmony, so it's important to consider taking a holistic approach to caring for your body. Provided that they are manufactured in the correct way, natural medicines can work quickly and safely to create holistic balance in the body to support systemic health, relieve ailments, and help prevent future disease. Most natural remedies do not produce negative side effects, and unlike conventional medicine, natural remedies do not just mask symptoms, but they get to the root of the problem to support health and affect healing at the same time. Most homeopathics are even safely taken by people of all ages and during pregnancy. Homeopathic medicine is actually suppressed here in the United States. Outside of this country, a large majority of medicines that are prescribed are homeopathics. Did you know that the cure for malaria was developed by the man that invented the homeopathic system? That's right. So friends, please take my advice. Visit the front page of prophecykeepers.com and click on the Native Remedies banner and find out what all the excitement's all about.
And we're back. Like to invite everybody to give us a call. We gave out the call-in numbers a minute ago. But while before I give the number out again, I wanted to tell Red Elk, I got an interesting telephone call a couple days ago from a producer of Penn and Teller. Now, have you heard of Penn and Teller? These two, I guess they're magicians.
I haven't.
Yeah, they've gone about debunking all kinds of interesting things here in the past few years. They kind of do it as a living. But anyway, a fellow by the name of Aaron called me from Los Angeles, and he said, I work for Penn and Teller. He says, are you familiar with them? I said, well, sure. And he says, well, we kind of like to debunk the idea that's being put forward by so many writers and seminar holders and workshop the leaders that the world's going to end in 2012. And I said, oh, thank you.
Yeah, amen.
I said, oh, anyway, if you care to call in, the number right now is 877-876-5227 in the USA. 877-876-5227. Calling from Canada, call 888-815-9756. Or you can go to vbsradio.com, and the numbers are there. But anyway, yeah, what do you think about they said, well, we're headed down to Cancun this next weekend. Can you give us some names? I said, sure. Well, what do you think about that?
Well, I'm all for it. It's a crock of crap. All it does is that Maya and Aztec prophecy. I've told it a number of times. They threw their arms up, and we don't know which way the civilizations of the world are going to go.
No.
And they just couldn't read beyond that point. If it turned right, then theirs won't rock and roll, and things won't happen like we're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
If they turn left, and that's the way it looks right now. We got Armageddon's up the road, and the road is not too far away.
Well, another interesting thing is the oldest master Kabbalist, teacher of Kabbalah, died in 2006, and he was at least 106 years old when he passed away. But he, his name was Rabbi, actually they call him Rav Kaduri, K-A-D-U-R-I, And this man was quite a prophet, and he correctly identified the right down to the hour several years ahead of time, right down to the hour when the U.S. would invade Afghanistan. And he said we were in a war cycle, and he said the cycle would end on the 20th of October, 2008.
2000 what?
Eight. Coming up in just a few days,
it will end? You mean we will stop wars or what?
No, it would be a war cycle. He says we're going into. We're now going into the period of a lot of war.
Oh, okay.
And you know, I was told a few months ago something, and I was told not to tell to anybody. But basically, Creator just told me. He says, well, this is going to happen, and don't tell anybody till I tell you. But it's tied in with what Rob Kaduri was talking about. And,
yeah. By the way, listeners, and to you too, my brother, and to you, John, if you got earphones on, my wife will be driving in any time. I've got 25,271 chihuahuas, and they are all going to bust out at once, yelling. So expect that.
So when we hear the cacophony, we'll know that she arrived.
Yeah.
How
okay,
is,
let's get to these callers because, you know...
Yeah, folks, if you're out there, we want to hear from you. In the USA, call 877-876-5227. Come on, we know there's at least 41 of you out there. And Don said there's 41 folks listening on 56K. That means you've got a slow connection, and you probably don't have the finances that some of the other people do. So we'd like to talk with you about some shortcuts, easy ways to prepare for what's going to be coming. So give us a call, and or not, I guess. Anyway, we never know when somebody's going to call in, folks. So we'll just hope they do. And this is kind of a short notice thing tonight, and let about 1,000 people know the Red Hawk was going to be on, but it was about an hour before the show started. So, but anyway.
But we've already shot almost a half of that hour.
Yeah.
but okay.
What else has been running through your head here?
Through my head?
Yeah. Or through your spirit?
Believe it or not, now this is going to sound really strange, but there, most of my adult life, I have been pretty poor to the point where I didn't even have pen or paper, let alone a stamp, and I had to make my own. I had to seal it with my own blood to make the envelope shut that I made out of old newspaper and all of that. I mean, poor, poor. And but Dad took care of us all the time. This is with my wife and daughter.
Sounds like we got a caller.
Okay.
Caller,
good evening, gentlemen.
Hi. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the mountains of Tennessee.
Oh, you are? Which county?
I'm over here by Knoxville.
Oh, okay. Well, I went to UT Knoxville, and my ancestors. Of course, I'm. You know that my folks fought with dragon canoe years ago. And anyway, what's your question?
Well, my question is to you and to Red Elk. How do we? I mean, I've been preparing. I've known this day was coming, and it seems like we're in. It's like the fast forward has been hit on the VCR player, because everything is just in fast motion now.
Yeah,
like a freight train headed down a mountain out of control.
So what is the question?
My question is what would you do to prepare for what's coming? I know spiritually you must prepare.
Well, number one, honey, I would certainly get on my knees, apologize for not trusting Dad in whatever it is you're not trusting him in. Realize that this great one, if you believe in him or not, you know, is just as alive as you are, and cares. After all, you're out of his birthing, his mind womb, his thought, and you know, I get down. I mean knee time. I do not mean standing or sitting. I mean knee time or laying, and say, you know, Pop, and don't be afraid to call him Pop. After all, that's what he is, the old man, Daddy, you know.
Yeah.
And humanize Dad, and it makes it easier for you, and he's more than willing to pay attention. And apologize for your fears, your worries, your concerns, and whatever. And ask him to please show you through visions, words, like we speak, or whatever, what he has in mind for you to do to help out yourself and family and the world in this situation. And then just shut up and listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I absolutely concur. I really do. And, you know, after that, I mean, you can worry yourself into the ground, you know, but, you know, put some canned foods. You know, if you got, I would say at this point, if you got any, you know, anything like your credit cards, you know, the money's going to be worth it pretty soon, so you might as well charge them up, you know, or you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
go to the food bank.
Well,
whatever.
Remember though, in your credit cards, folks, and you too, sir.
Well, it's a foregone conclusion that
pretty useless here pretty soon.
I'm sorry, caller, we didn't hear your comment.
I said I think it's a foregone conclusion that the American dollar is over.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I don't believe in credit cards. I've always never believed in buying brand new vehicles. I didn't need that. Those material things to make me feel that was my self-worth in this materialistic world.
Well,
I've always tried to live a basic, simple life.
Sure.
And work with the animals.
Information, you know, is probably the best thing you can stuff in your head. All the, you know,
wilderness survival.
Yeah.
The ancient living ways, not just of the American Indians, but Sweden, England, early America. See how they did things, and they didn't have a car or truck to go and do it. They weren't enslaved to that stuff. And get a washboard, a hand washboard. Go on internet. It'll help you wash your clothes when they're dirty.
Yeah.
We got one, a ringer washer.
No, a hand. You know, the old wooden kind that you stick down into.
Oh, the board. Sure. Yeah.
My great grandmother used to use that.
Now, you live in East Tennessee.
I learned to do it as my mother's niece.
Yeah.
And literally, non-electric tools, non-powered tools. They're nice to have, but if you got to cut the wood or something like that, go get a sweet saw and some extra blades. While you still can, while they're still being chipped around, and prepare to live in a very almost primitive way.
Put in lots of matches, and you know, creator's gonna. You know, my give you an example. My wife had passed away about a year ago. Well, she and her family grew up in the Ozarks. Back during World War II, and her mother, she and her relatives were very poor, and they just trusted creator in it. They said, you know, they didn't even have a place to live. They just find a place that didn't have too big a hole in the wall, and hopefully nothing bigger than you throw a cat through, and they'd move in. But there were times when they actually had angelic deliveries of groceries, you know, like in the snow.
I've seen it too.
You know, and hey, Don, if you want to take us to go ahead and run that break, and we'll let the caller, can we let the caller stay during the break?
I'll see you.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Friends, this is Will Bluewater. Would you think twice about defending yourself or a loved one from an intruder? In this day and age, would you dream of leaving your doors unlocked at night for fear of being burglarized or even attacked or worse? Would you? But when it comes to our own bodies, the doors to our houses are wide open all the time. The very air we breathe and the food we eat, especially here in the United States, creates free radicals that cause us to age and in some cases cause illness, some of which are deadly. Now, for the first time in history, there's a supplement called Protandim that is listed on the U.S. government's PubMed.gov website with many peer-reviewed studies all showing that Protandim is a proven killer of the free radicals that are aging, and in some cases even killing us. Now, I'm not talking about killing one molecule of free radical per one molecule of antioxidants like the stuff we've been taking. I'm talking about killing 1 million free radicals per second, per molecule, and this is the very same antioxidant your own body produces. Protandim supercharges your body to create much more than it does without Protandim. There's an old saying that we are warned about in the scriptures. That's the attitude, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. So let me ask you, how much money do you spend on food a day? If you're out shopping or at the beach, would you think anything of spending a buck or even more on a can of soda? If there was a vending machine that sold something that killed what was aging you or even killing you, would you even hesitate to spend a buck and a half a day? Well, now there is such a vending machine, and it's sitting right in front of you. It's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now. Friends, this is Will Bluewater speaking on behalf of wisefoods.org. Our native ancestors stored away lots of food in case of emergencies. Thousands of years of sad experience taught them to be prepared. The traditional Hopi stored food enough to last for 7 years. So did the early Mormons. Nowadays, everyone unwisely depends on supermarkets for their food supply, and few people know that there is only a 3-day supply of food in the American food supply chain. Now, should some disaster befall us that would cause the big trucks like I used to drive to cease delivering our food, you'd be in big trouble. It is for these reasons that my family purchased a year's supply of 3 different breakfasts and 10 delicious dinner entrees from wisefoods.org. These foods are freeze-dried right at the field where they are picked and processed, and are fresher and more nutritious than any supermarket food. You just add hot water, and they're good for 25 years being stored. A year supply from wisefoods.org fits in an area about 4.5 feet by 4 feet by 18 inches. I can literally get it all in the back seat area of my Honda Civic. If you stay at home, you won't need to go to a FEMA refugee center should some disaster happen. Did you know that David Ramsey, David Gallagher, Laura Ingram, and Michael Medved have also invested in Wise Foods? Why don't you visit wisefoods.org today and see why.
For the fair sex that's calling in, and from, she's a Tennessee volunteer. Now, you had another question. I thought we were going to be able to talk during the break, but are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, go ahead. And
my question to you is this. I see a glass of water as half full. A lot see it as half empty. Suppose that, because I believe we're coming to a golden age, but in there's a lot of things going on in our country and around the world economically, money-wise, for many, many years. And perhaps, you know, it's like when you have parasites in a host, like a dog with worms. I hate to use that analogy, but you know, when you kill those worms in the host's body, sometimes it's really hard on that host getting rid of the parasites. And maybe this is a good thing that we've seen just how insignificant our politicians are, that they dance to a different beat than their constituents. They go where their pocket is lined with the funny money. And so perhaps this has been a great lesson for the American people. In fact, I know it has, that 99 out of 100 said no to the bailout deal, but yet it still went through. But it began to wake people up, and I think that's why we see Luciferians making such a push now, because too many people are waking up, Red Elk. And I want to hope, because I don't believe that anything is etched in stone, that we have the ability to change things. We can change things for positive.
Absolutely.
What say you?
Let me add this to the water situation. And there's going to be a giant water situation. And it's designed loss of water. Hear me that. I know what I'm talking about. I'm not prophesying. I know from personal, well, anyway, designed, all right, by the black forces in our government. But nevertheless, the water is going to be, yeah, something else.
Yeah, I know.
The prophet was led to water, remember?
Yes.
And the prophet was fed by birds, remember?
Yeah.
And the prophet was paying attention to God and did what God said. And that's why God did this. Now, at one time, I was a forest firefighter. We ran out of water, drinking water. We were beating at the dang things with our shovels and stuff. And everybody, including myself, my lips starting to crack, my tongue starting to swell. We were in bad shape. And I came across a little puddle of water. Now, this is going to sound gross. About the size of if you put your arms in a circle. In the middle of that, about an inch and a quarter, inch and a half below that, at the top of it, was a fresh cow pie. But there was no water. And you're worried, you're concerned about all of this diseases and stuff and things like that. Well, I simply said that. I need that water. But I do not need the sickness that can come with it. Would you please heal the water so I can drink safely?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And I meant it. I mean, I thanked him. And I accepted that he heard what I needed, he knew what I needed, and he's taking care of it. And I got on my hands and knees, and right above that cow pie, right above it, I sipped my pool and was never sick. And the other people were just aghast. And I tell you, they suffered really bad until another truck finally showed up. So, prayer works. There's also a book called The Miracles of Water, I think it is. It's by a Japanese fellow.
Oh, Dr. Emoto.
Yeah, Emoto, yeah.
Check that book out.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
And you can do the same thing with food as you do with water. Okay, let's get to another caller.
Thank
I hope
you.
That helps us.
Hey, thanks for calling in. Yeah, we want to encourage you to call in. Let's give out those numbers again. In the USA, call 877-876-5227. If you're calling from Canada, call 888-815-9756. Once again, in the USA, 877-876-5227. Canada. Oh, we got another call. Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Noelle. I'm calling from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, good, good. I just had.
Could you speak into your mouthpiece?
Oh, hang on, this one. Just can you speak up a little bit, Red? I was having problems hearing you. Get as close as you can.
All right. Is that better?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Okay. I just wanted to know your comments on the possible sighting on the 14th of October. You've heard of that? Of the Galactic Federation showing itself?
I saw something on it.
Okay. I'll get off the line if you want to answer it, because it's probably easier for you.
Yeah, or you
okay?
can stay on, whatever you'd like. We don't have that many callers, so want to stay on the line. Now, what do you think, Ralph?
Okay.
Repeat the question. Something about a sighting.
Well, there's an announcement. Well, caller, would you want you? What, tell him what
yes,
you know.
It was a lady in Australia, Blossom, I forgot her last name, who had a message saying, release this message, and she got the message in May, but she was too scared to come public with it because it was such a big message. But it's supposedly a 2,000-mile-long airship.
Wait a minute, 1,000-mile-long what? You're kind of just in there.
Like a mothership.
Oh, okay, yeah, they got those. They're so tall, so unbelievably tall. They're miles tall that they actually have weather in it, create condensation clouds and stuff.
Like a flying city, almost.
Hmm?
Well, I guess what's predicted is a huge ship. It's a it'll be a ship that'll be seen all over. A giant UFO will visit Earth and Alabama and some different places.
Well, I tell you, you get a lot of new resistance going to happen. That is going to happen. Generally,
I hope
they don't. And
I hope
it's because people
really
are
hope
getting,
it shows up.
What?
And opens people's eyes.
She was just
care.
Saying she hopes it shows up.
All right. Generally, these people that put this kind of stuff out, not always, but almost always, are New Agers with guides. And God gives no guides. Nowhere in the Bible does he say, I'm going to give you a guide. And those people that use guides, you watch. They all fall on their face, to my knowledge, so far. And,
that would be nice.
So I really pay it no heed.
Well, thank you. I hope so, too. And it was nice talking to both of you, and I'm enjoying your show.
Appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, thank you, Ann.
Thank you.
Yeah, Blossom Goodchild apparently had received some information that there was going to be a huge UFO event coming on the 14th, and that's just a few days away. Well, you know, if they show up, fine. If they don't,
Blue Otter, watch what will happen. The one that has given that knowledge to this lady, if it doesn't turn out, will come up with some kind of excuse as why it didn't happen.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. We've got another caller. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Colorado, and Red Elf knows me. I'm John.
John, which John? I got two in Colorado.
Yeah, well, we're the one that just recently had the dream emails. Working the dream.
Oh, okay. Hi, John.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Great. My question, Red Elk, is this, especially now in these times, as Christians, when do you see us really coming into who we are?
Whoa. Speak louder.
Oh, okay. As Christians, Red Elk, we really haven't come into our own yet. Operating in the full power.
No, we haven't. But understand, John, Christian means Christ followers, and how many do?
Mm-hmm. You're right.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That a true Christ follower is going to work at following the example that Big Brother set and not just talk about it. We're in a time of separating the wheat from the chaff, John.
Mm.
And the true followers, the true Christians, not the one with a name, but the true Christians, and it doesn't have to have a name to be a true follower of love and the ways of right and stuff like that. They're going to separate out from the others.
God, you have any... advice for people that want to begin to really...
Any advice for what?
For people who want to begin to operate really operating in the gifts of the Spirit of God.
Get a concordance and use it. Learn to use it with the Bible. And know that Jesus Christ never lied. And he said, the things I've done, you can do.
Yes.
For I am with you to help you. And you know, right now you're finding out if you're a true believer or not. And look at the things that he did. He walked through a crowd unseen. He talked with a tree. Talked to it, but you learn time travel, and he did that too. You find out they had a little conversation going. And all these things that Jesus did and all the things that the godly prophets did in Old and New Testament, gee, you can do too. Just accept the fact that it can be done, and just when you believe that, really believe it with no doubt whatsoever, that it starts. And always check what you're told. It's three times against the Word of God or however. to make sure you're hearing from the right source.
Yeah, Genesis says that if you have a dream, you know, you need to get two witnesses. You need to have the same dream twice. And yeah, I think there's a lot of spiritual brinksmanship out there. Now, I'm not saying Blossom Goodchild is wrong Daniel Brinkley years and years ago said that by 2008 it would be very, very obvious that we weren't alone here. So what do you think? Well, of course, about as far as UFOs in general, you know, we know they exist. We just don't know. That would be a pretty easy way for dark forces, if they had the technology, to deceive us. I was told back 1992 that someday there would be a fake UFO invasion. And then very shortly after that, John Lear Jr. started going on and talking with Art Bell, and continued through the year saying someday there'd be a future UFO invasion. So it all just comes down to, have you got a relationship with Creator? Are you practiced enough at that relationship to know?
Godly from ungodly.
Exactly, to have him help you out to know which way to go, which path to go. Well, I guess we're supposed to take one more break, caller, and if you'd like
to... Thanks for calling in, John.
Yeah, if you'd like to...
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
It is so great to have our friend Marie Osmond back here on GMA, and she has some important information about making sure your family is prepared for natural disaster. She's the new national spokesperson for Wise Company, which makes dehydrated and freeze-dried emergency foods and food storage products. She's here to tell us about that. Marie, you've been given the opportunity to endorse probably 9 billion things over the course of your career.
True.
Why the Wise Company?
The reason I wanted to do it is because it's affordable. You can eat a meal for a dollar. It's less than school lunch. It's affordable, but really, look at what's been going on with Sandy and Katrina. I mean, what was it, $78 billion of damage done just here in New York and
right.
New Jersey.
So what is this?
What it is it's emergency meals. And, you know, it's not your grandmother's kind, not the beans and rice and the gross chicken-tasting
right.
garbage. This is lasagna and really good stuff. And I swear to you, why am I here talking about this? Because I know it's going to save thousands and thousands and thousands of lives. You put it under your bed. It's convenient. Stick it in your closet. If something happens, I have it in my car. All you do is you open it and you add water. You don't even have to add hot water.
Right.
And it's affordable. It's convenient. It tastes really good. Taste the peaches. They're fantastic.
This is a peach?
But they're different than every other company because it's like dehydrated. And freeze-dried, and they combine whatever. I swear it's fantastic. Just try it.
I'm trying it right now, Marie
Osmond.
Put
it under your bed, put it in your closet, give it for Christmas to people, and save lives.
Thank you very much. Will you tell Donnie that we said we hope his rear feels better?
Well, you know, it's kind of a bummer, but I'll tell him.
No, Marie Osmond, great having you on.
It's
the Wise
so fun
Company.
To be here.
Great to be with you.
It's always fun to be here. This is a great place.
All right.
Friends, this is Will Bluewater. If you'd like to find out more about Wise Foods, visit wisefoods.org.
Back, we were talking during the break. What were you saying about people wanting to... They wanted to get a connection with the spirit right now.
Yeah. Please. You know, I've heard you for a long time. Now I need to get ready now. Well, gee whiz, man. You know, press your magic button. If they've heard me for a long time, they know what to do already. And now, by golly, it's make or break. And
yeah.
I'm not anybody's God. I make mistakes constantly, and my training and things like that for 41 years. I've been in this a long, long time, and slowly learn to connect, and very slowly. And I haven't found anybody to connect in 10 minutes. I'm not saying that they couldn't, but I haven't found anybody yet.
Well, it's just a whole way of living that I think the biggest problem people have is it's such a big mystery to them. There's such a disconnect between, say a Christian. you know, he'll read about all that stuff that, that Jesus did, including Jesus saying, hey, there isn't anything I'm doing that you can't do yourself. And then they'll believe in Jesus, and, you know, but...
They believe in him just to save the rear end.
And they, yeah, right. And, but, you know, he did say, you know, he said there was a time coming when, the parable of the 10 virgins, he says there'll be, you know, there'll be 10, and half of those virgins will be wise. They will have gathered the oil, in other words, their knowledge and their courage and physical preparations. And the other five, you know, when the emergency comes, he says they'll run to try to gather those things, and they'll get back, and the door will get slammed in their face.
Yeah. Well, we still have time. The door hasn't slammed yet, but it's starting to make a creaking noise.
It is.
Okay, let's go to another caller.
Yeah, folks, if you're here to call in, let's give out the numbers again. In the USA, 877-876-5227. And if you call in from Canada, it's 888-815-9756. USA, 877-876-5227. Canada, 888-815-9756. Encourage you to call in. We're going to be going on for another about another 4 minutes, I guess, is all we've got till the closing music plays. So, well, here in the last 5 minutes, if nobody calls in, what would you like to tell folks?
What would I like to what?
Tell them. What would you like to share with them?
Okay. You're good. Everybody is going to have to start to learn outside the box. In the box, that box is a coffin. It will kill you. You're going to have to learn the extraordinary. He's insane, which can also mean sane within. That doesn't work in man's way. Dad works in his own way. Get out of the box.
I agree, absolutely. Well, we have to start thinking like MacGyver's. You know, if you're, if you're not 50, you probably don't remember Richard Dean Anderson's show, MacGyver. The guy was very clever, and but he had that information, those skills, because he had information.
That's right, and he got that information from his writers.
That's correct. I mean, the first thing I would
get on your computer, go to the library, start studying. What? Loincloths are going to look pretty darn good in a little bit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the first thing I'd recommend, the first book I would recommend people read is a Boy Scout field book.
No, the older ones.
Right.
The older ones from the 50s backwards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can get those on eBay, folks. I have seen those. Boy Scout field book, not handbook. The handbook's the ones about all the badges. The field book's got all the skills in it.
Yeah. There is a book, a sister of ours from Holland recommended. I went out and bought it. It's called the Peace Pilgrim. It's about a woman who has a vest, and everything she's owned is in the pocket of the vest. And she spent most of her life just walking and learning from Dad, living on total faith. And if you look at the internet, I think they're about $16. And they are there because I just got one. Peace Pilgrim. I can't tell you the lady's name.
Peace Pilgrim.
But this will give you hope. And it's really great reading.
Hey, let me Google that real quick. Yeah, you know, of course, at prophecykeepers.com, you know, we offer just tons and tons. You know, we've got, you know, 140 megabytes of information, and not just my books, just all kinds of information about, you know, cooking and food preservation, and you name it, it's in there. There's a lot of other ones. Yeah, Peace Pilgrim. Yeah. Hey, by the way, we're coming up on the last 60 seconds here. Yeah, it's just peacepilgrim.com. It's a woman that walked 25,000 miles on a personal pilgrimage for peace.
It is fascinating, folks.
Well, we've got about 45 seconds to go.
Yeah, 46 callers and only two or three ever really called.
Well, that's not bad. That's not bad. That's 5%. That's not bad at all.
Yeah. Well, but, again, I am a medicine man, and I am very, very firm on that. I am a Wakayan, which is a spiritual advisor, and I am of the Inner Hayoka Society, a Hayoka Society. Hayoka is traditional. Inner Hayoka is pre-traditional. And as we die out, the 12 of us, there's nobody going to replace us. And I've learned all my life, and you can learn too, quicker. So I guess that's just about it.
Well, the show's over. Thanks so much, Grandfather Red Elk, and I encourage you to support Grandfather Red Elk. We need support, too. We've only got one more show paid for. Of course, you know, after next Saturday, you know, the Internet might not be here. Who knows? But we sure can use your support. Okay, Don, take it away. Folks, I look forward to speaking with you next Saturday night.
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library, which includes lifetime online access to a printable 1,000-page intelligence briefing, and a worldwide indigenous prophecy encyclopedia. Now, folks, there's nothing else like this collection on the planet, all for $9.99, formerly priced at $29.99. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files and 222 folders. It includes the Prophecy Keeper's Prepper's Self-Reliance files, and all of our previous over 100 Prophecy Keepers interviews. So head on over to prophecykeepers.com right now and have a free sneak peek today of two-thirds of the Prophecy Keepers trilogy and a peek of the dashboard of the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault.
I'll see you.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
You want to get an edge on turning back the clock with just a few pills? Who doesn't? Well, it's no longer science fiction, but science possibility, a potential breakthrough. As I found out firsthand, there may be a way to erase years, at least inside my body. Granted, it's down the road, but some scientists are wondering if a new pill I took might offer a very long life.
It may not look like the Fountain of Youth, but inside this nondescript building, I'm about to become part of an exciting experiment, a kind of guinea pig.
Dr. McCord, okay.
I'm here at the University of Colorado in Denver to meet Dr. Joe McCord, a world-renowned scientist.
This is pretty exciting stuff you're finding, huh?
It is. We're very excited about it.
His latest research could very well unravel the mystery of aging itself. And his decades of experiments may have the potential of adding years to people's lives and possibly prevent chronic diseases like cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. It all centers around this small yellow pill, and for me, it begins with a blood test.
It wouldn't be the first time I've given blood for this company.
They want to check my levels of something called T-bars, which is a rough indicator of a person's actual age. T-bars can identify a condition known as oxidative stress, a kind of measure of the wear and tear on our bodies. Oxidative stress, like the rusting of an engine, is not a good thing.
Bad for the body.
Leading to disease.
Leading to disease and leading to malfunction, and importantly, leading to what we call aging. It is a slow progression of increasing oxidative stress. That's the main characteristic biochemically of the aging process.
The problem of aging begins with the very food we eat to give us energy. As our cells burn that food, they also release toxic chemicals. Those chemicals, you may know them as free radicals, react with all the components of our cells, literally bombarding them millions of times per second, damaging all our cells. The result? Oxidative stress. And we all have it. The body fights back with a system of defenses. It makes two antioxidant enzymes, catalase and SOD, whose job is to gobble up the free radicals before they can harm our cells.
So, doctor, how often do I take these?
And so, here I go. With that swallow, I've just become part of a potentially landmark scientific experiment.
Doesn't taste bad.
It's called Protandim, and tests on both mice and humans have already shown that it revs up the manufacture of those good enzymes in our bodies. More enzymes, fewer free radicals to harm us. Whether that will lead to longer life is still unknown. Experiments to see if mice live longer are about to get underway, but it's a tantalizing theory.
Right now, all we know is that this preparation decreases oxidative stress. Oxidative stress is not a disease, just like aging is not in itself a disease, but it's something that accompanies and is attached to many disease processes. So you can see the age-related...
Normally, oxidative stress, measured by those T-bars, increases with age. But in Dr. McCord's tests, taking just one pill of Protandim a day reversed that trend for everyone at every age, even for an 80-year-old.
They all are reduced to the level of oxidative stress that one would expect, frankly, in a newborn or a very young child.
Back to the oxidative stress levels of a child? It sounds too good to be true. Will Protandim work on me?
The scientific evidence is there. The pieces seem to make sense. The question is, does this translate into something that humans can take advantage of?
And so, ancient Eastern healing and modern Western medicine may soon be working together. High oxidative stress is associated with more than aging. It's been linked to hundreds of illnesses.
It's at the very center of many diseases. Liver disease, diabetes, emphysema, asthma. I've studied all of these. Strokes, heart attacks.
Even mental disease?
Yes.
Depression?
Alzheimer's disease, depression.
Dr. James Crapo with the National Jewish Medical Center in Denver is also researching Protandim for the company.
Are you saying that this could be a cure-all?
You're looking at something will have a small impact, but an important impact.
We make no claims about curing any disease or preventing any disease. We hope that when enough studies are done, perhaps such claims might be able to be made in the future.
Clinical studies to assess Protandim in both diabetes and heart disease should start in 3 to 4 months. But what about my progress? After nearly 2 weeks now, it's time to get my results. Dr. McCord calculates the numbers. The result? My level of oxidative stress has declined dramatically.
45%. That's excellent.
Just look at where I fall on the graph, before and after.
Which, if extrapolated back, is the level you would see in a newborn baby.
Have we turned back the clock? Well, maybe not on the outside, but deep inside, within my cells, yes indeed.
Would you suggest I keep taking this supplement?
I would. I can't guarantee it's going to extend your life. I can't guarantee it's going to eliminate any diseases or cure any diseases.
But we do know that oxidative stress is part of those disease processes. I don't want to wait until I'm 80 years old and find out that I should have taken it.
For more, go to our website at abcnews.com.
It's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now.
Major universities and government agencies initiated and continue self-funded studies following the ABC Primetime Investigative Report you just viewed that originally aired in 2005. These studies continue to reveal more scientific evidence about Protandim's unique benefits. They are published in major scientific and medical journals. The next video will bring you up to date.
Developed after 40 years of research and exclusively for LifeVantage, Protandim is a true scientific breakthrough in anti-aging. Protandim has been reported on ABC, NBC, and PBS, featured in the Wall Street Journal, and described in CNN chief medical correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta's book, Chasing Life, The Quest for Immortality. Protandim's creator, Dr. Joe McCord, is a world-renowned scientist and a pioneer in free radical biology. Dr. McCord is the discoverer of the key anti-aging enzyme, superoxide dismutase. His role in the discovery is so significant, the enzyme is measured in McCord units. For Dr. McCord's discovery of superoxide dismutase and his contributions in free radical biology, he was awarded the Elliott Cresson Medal. This medal is awarded to distinguished inventors and scientists, putting Dr. McCord in the same company as Pierre and Marie Curie, Alexander Graham Bell, Orville Wright, and Henry Ford. Dr. Joe McCord has devoted his life's work to the study of free radicals, their role in aging, and the many problems associated with aging. Consumers spend billions every year on antioxidants in the form of food and supplements, hoping to reduce these free radicals. But antioxidants from these sources can only eliminate one free radical for every one antioxidant molecule you consume. Protandim is scientifically proven to slow cellular damage caused by free radicals. Taking one Protandim one time per day for 30 days turns on these anti-aging enzymes in your body. Your own enzymes eliminate free radicals at a rate of 1 million to 1.
I think any other supplements that are designed to be antioxidant supplements probably are no longer needed, because Protandim solves that problem in a much more effective way.
Protandim is a breakthrough poised to revolutionize the anti-aging industry. It is an entirely new and scientifically validated way to fight aging, reducing your oxidative stress levels to that of a 20-year-old after just 30 days.
We found, as many other scientists had documented, that there is a progressive increase in T-bars in your blood the older you get. When these same people took Protandim for 30 days, the age-dependent increase in lipid peroxidation was completely eliminated. After Protandim, we could no longer distinguish the 80-year-old from the 20-year-old.
Protandim is protected by 3 U.S. patents. Universities around the world continue to initiate and fund their own studies of Protandim and to evaluate how this anti-aging breakthrough can prevent and improve many of the hundreds of problems associated with aging.
Many academic scientists at a number of universities have begun studying Protandim because it represents a new tool. It represents a way of reducing oxidative stress that wasn't available before. Simply was not a good way of doing what Protandim does. Protandim interacts with the DNA in your cells and causes the cells to make more of a set of genes called survival genes. The ingredients in Protandim were actually selected because they are largely metabolized by the liver, which does not interfere with most prescription drugs, which are generally metabolized by the kidneys. So the general answer to that is yes, it is safe. The immediate benefits of Protandim are, within several days, the biochemical markers of oxidative stress begin to decrease. And while these are immediate improvements, you may not sense that these things are happening, just as you can't sense what your cholesterol level is, if it's high or low. But nonetheless, these benefits start happening within days of taking Protandim. The advantages to taking Protandim in the long term are that it protects your body from the relentless progression of free radical damage as we age. The anti-aging aspect of Protandim is one that accumulates over time. So the longer you take it, the more protection you will sustain. Missing a dose of Protandim is not a big problem. It takes about 2 weeks for the effects to go away. So if you miss it for 2 weeks, you're pretty much back to where you started from.
It's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now.
Oh, see you.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
Good afternoon. These are on, I presume. I'd like to talk to you today, and do I have control of these slides, or is I do? Okay. Let's get through these really quick, because this is just because you have to get CMEs, and I have to tell you that I am on the Speakers Bureau for GSK, GlaxoSmithKline, and also a nutritional consultant for an HIV nutritional company named Biosource Therapeutics, which has nothing to do with what I'm talking about today. What I'd like to talk to you about is something that I find thoroughly fascinating. It is glutathione. It is one of the four endogenous antioxidants, and it is one that I must admit, despite 80,000 published articles in the English literature, through medical school internship, residency, fellowship, and a fairly long time in academic medicine, I knew nothing about. It is a very interesting molecule because it exists in an accelerated or increased energy state. The energy state is, or increased energy state, is caused by the fact that it's got a free sulfhydryl group and therefore can easily donate the hydrogen to a electron and therefore quench a free radical. Now, let me tell you, because I think it's important, and it is a little bit of a divergence, but I learned about glutathione because of something that you probably all have seen in your practice, and that is a low uric acid. Now, when I was in medical school and when I was a professor of oncology, the only thing I knew about uric acid is when you had a kid that you were going to treat for leukemia, you put them on allopurinol to keep the uric acid down. I knew nothing about uric acid being low, except it kept appearing, and it appeared in about 20% of my patients, and that just didn't make sense. So I finally went into PubMed, and after stumbling around for a long time, I found out that uric acid is the last antioxidant your body uses when it's run out of everything else. When it's run out of gas, okay, it uses uric acid. Interesting. So if that's the last, the question then, what was the first? And that is where I got into glutathione. I've been coming to some of these meetings for a while, and glutathione is very important for a number of things, not all of which I'm going to go into today. But in point of fact, it has a great deal to do with not only well-being, okay, but aging well, or if you will, retarding the aging process. So I think it's very applicable. I'd like to, at the risk of repeating things that you already know, go over some of the things that glutathione is important about. Alone in the antioxidant world, okay, every other antioxidant, when it becomes oxidized, becomes itself a free radical. Glutathione doesn't. It actually recycles other antioxidants. In fact, the body considers it so important that up to 6% of the entire ATP expenditure or energy expenditure of the body may be used to synthesize and optimize glutathione levels. That's pretty impressive, 6% of the entire energy output of the body. It is also the only non-enzyme antioxidant that doesn't become a free radical and in fact has a very interesting corollary when it becomes oxidized, because what happens is it complexes to another spent glutathione molecule, and the compound then becomes GSSG, and GSSG has been shown in animal studies at least to promote and induce delta wave sleep. We all know the importance of that in terms of the aging process, so this, even in its used up form, functions as a very useful product. It not only functions as an antioxidant itself, but alone again in the world of antioxidants, it is an absolutely essential component of antioxidant enzymes, namely glutathione peroxidase, and most importantly, the glutathione transferases. And I bring that up because glutathione transferase abnormalities have now been associated with virtually every cancer known to man, and probably with a lot more than that. And therefore, by promoting the production of glutathione transferases through improving glutathione, we may be doing even more than I'm able to talk about right now. In addition, if that were not enough, let's keep going. It's a chelator. In fact, it's 50% as effective as oral chelation in getting rid of mercury. It has an effect on other heavy metals, but they're not as pronounced as mercury, and mercury is pretty ubiquitous in an environment, so it kind of comes as a freebie. And it detoxifies organic pollutants, perhaps the best-known one of which is the two-carbon fragment that we know as alcohol. And in fact, without glutathione, you ultimately get a hangover because you stop the process at acetaldehyde, which is phase one detox, and that in itself is a free radical. And obviously, many of us may have felt the effects of that if we didn't have enough glutathione. Now, why is it important in aging? Well, these are old data, and I think they're probably not as robust as they should be, but I'll give you what is available now. Glutathione levels decrease with age. The data would suggest it's 1% a year beginning in the 20s. I think that's too little, too late, but that's only my opinion right now. I haven't proved it. There are some very interesting things, though. Age-matched normals, okay, reveal that anybody at, say, 45 who's had his first heart attack or has asthma or whatever other disease you want to use has a lower glutathione level than somebody of that age who's well. So disease causes decrease in glutathione and an accelerated decrease compared to normals. Glutathione happens to be, and this is perhaps the take-home message, it's the major protector of mitochondrial DNA. Mitochondrial DNA is that DNA within the cells that's responsible, if you will, for the electron transport chain that produces every bit of energy in your body. And we know from pathologic data that if you take a biopsy from a 90-year-old and compare it to a biopsy in a 5-year-old, the mitochondrial DNA in the 90-year-old is only 5% normal compared to the 5-year-old. So obviously we destroy our mitochondrial DNA, we destroy our energy, and we age. Maintenance of normal mitochondrial DNA is directly correlated, and it's got an R value above 9.9, with aging. So the higher your glutathione, the less you age. And I think
it's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now.
Oh, echoes of another time. Let the wind blow. Let the truth be known to all mankind of him. Prophecy keeper. Prophecy keeper.
Prophecy keeper.
Like a lover's hand upon the heart, the very breath you gave me grows intently through the years
and becomes lost in dreams.
So let the wind blow.
Let the truth be known.